Morton's Benork and Horgan's Majorg. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another dubious anything committee. What am I doing? I don't even know. I found some logs, and I got to look all around the logs because there might be matis. And there might be mushrooms. I'm already seeing mushrooms. Lots of white jellies. And I am not seeing any mati-mati-mats at this time. Welly, welly, well. So, I'm just kind of cruising around. Oh, and here's some, some kind of caprinus. It's always caprinus, kids. Should I take a picture of this caprinus? I don't know. Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? That's right. My name's Tobe. You knew that already. And, we're walking around. It's fairly early. I got up a little bit earlier than normal. Because, as usual, my back was bothering me. Now, it's better than it was yesterday. But that doesn't mean, you know, everything's groovy, but you know, close enough. So here I am out and about doing my thing. It is a little bit earlier than normal, which is good because it means it's a little bit cooler. Not all that much. Last night I was up at I was still up at 4 a.m. and it was still 80 degrees outside. Yeah. It's not quite 90 now, but it will be soon. The only ameliorating factor is that it is very windy today, which may be bad for radio recording, but, you know, we're just gonna have to live with it today. It's kinda humid. I was watching the Weather Channel for a while earlier, and apparently we're gonna have big thunderstorms later. Just one of the reasons why we needed to come out early, so that we could avoid all those things. It's supposed to be big hail coming and violent winds, and it's gonna be blah blah blah. Oh no, storms. Oh no, I'm looking forward to it. We're kind of past prime tornado time, but I don't know, we still might be able to squeeze in a tornado or two tonight. It's not up to me, though. So, stay tuned. Oh, ugh. Boy, it kind of is bad in the direct sunlight. I don't like it. It wants to be hotter. The sun is beating down. The sun is throwing as much radiation at me as it can, but its kung fu is no good. Ooh, this wind has good technique. Let's see if I get into this windbreak to see if the wind will be defeated. A little bit. Wow, we got some gusty winds going on here today. Woohoo! Yeah, I probably shouldn't walk under these dead trees. I can hear things cracking, and I don't want giant trees to fall on me. Although that would be a hilarious way to die. What happened to him? A tree fell on him? Oh, what is he, a lumberjack? No. He was doing his radio show when a tree fell on him, crushing 8 vertebrae and severing his spinal cord. Which may have already happened, which may explain some of my back pain. So I'm walking around trying to stretch, trying to get me some exercise. The wind is blowing in the forest like a mug. It's blowing down here on the forest floor. some of the wind is being blocked, but it gets down here a little bit. Up there in the trees 100 feet above me, oh, it's just crazy. Look at all these branches and everything that could fall on me and instantly end my life. But I shall not be afraid. Let's see. I'm kind of by some water. Is there anything out there? No, of course not. And you know, if a big storm is coming, that means the pressure's dropping, which means my animals could be hiding. Because they know when the storm is coming. And I'm not finding any bodies out here. I can smell water. Well, you know what I mean. Oh. I found water. And we're now going to go away from the water. You know, there's just nothing happening out here today. But you know what's weird? Oh my God. I see them. I see coral mushrooms. And I can't get to them. There's a pretty big little clump and cluster at the bottom of this little wood pile in this ditch, and it's covered with brambles and other kinds of sticks. They're a couple days old. Those popped up now 4 or 5 days ago, I'm guessing. They're a little sun-cooked and dried out. Well, wouldn't you know, we finally find some coral mushrooms, and I can't get to them. Of course. What'd you expect? Oh well, okay, so we're not taking any pictures of that. However, this is kind of good news because this now means that there are coral mushrooms popping up somewhere if we can find them. If they're in one place, it means they're probably in another. And maybe all the rain and stuff we get tonight will make some new ones pop up. Here's a funny little mushroom. Don't know what it is. And to be perfectly frank, I don't care. Which is a little ironic. But I'm just going to keep on moving. You know what's funny is I didn't want to do a show where I'm just stuck inside. And that's why I decided to come out. Frankly, I probably should have stayed indoors. But, you know, it's difficult for me to stay indoors. Even though it's dangerous for me to be out here. Man, my arms are starting to hurt. Got all my little red welts starting to show up. But I'm super happy that I saw those corals. And blah, blah, blah. Why am I stinging so much right now? I'm in the shade. There's a... Well, I don't want to say it's a cool breeze, but... it's warm. There's some birds out. They're not flying around. I don't blame them. This wind would mess them up. I'm starting to wonder if I have anything to eat at home. I've got some pasta, but I do not want to eat pasta today. I might have to go to the store. Maybe that's what I should be doing instead, is going to the store. Oh, I won't take you along with me. Because I know the store gets boring. Ooh, got wind at my front now. It's a nice breeze. You can probably hear it manifesting itself as noise. Here we go. Now we're going to hear it. Yum yum yummers. Let's get windy. Well, I got to admit, I'm kind of tired of being outside already. It is hotter than it seems. This wind is disguising the fact that it's... oh, it's got to be over 90 degrees. I wouldn't be reacting like this if it weren't. Oh, daddy. Myung, myung. So, ow. What are we going to do today? Oh, I don't know. But we might as well go home. So I think that's a piece of bark just fell on me. It's getting dangerous in here. Stuff could fall on our little Tobe. And he would be very smashed. Okay, let's get out of here. Let's just go anywhere else but here. In 3 seconds, 2, 1, 0. Mitsubishi Zero. Where are we? We're back here in the studio, and we're having a real good time. That's Hello Kitty. My name's Tobe. Where are we at with this thing? I did, however, manage to go to the store, and I bought some tea, some cantaloupe, 2 donuts. I think there was some other stuff in there, but now I don't remember what it is. Oh, and I've already spent way too much of my food budget for this month. What am I going to do? I got to stop eating so much fresh and healthy food. Yeah, I couldn't even afford to buy fresh vegetables, so I had to buy crappy frozen vegetables. Well, they're not that crappy. It's just I'd rather have the real deal, but that's neither here nor there. The only important thing right now is that my back does feel a little bit better. I sure hope I don't do anything weird and re-aggravate it. Otherwise, I will be angry. And I don't want to be angry because I want to be happy when I eat my yummy food. You got to understand that I just remembered that I also bought a sirloin strip steak while I was at the store. And it is currently in the freezer. And I'm going to eat it. Well, at least I will eat half of it later. And here's my recipe for my favorite food ever. What you do is you get a steak. Put it in the freezer for an hour, 90 minutes. And then slice it up into, about quarter-inch slices, you know, about 4 millimeters thick. And be sure to, you know, cut it across the grain. And then marinate that in a combination of pineapple juice and red wine. I like Cabernet Sauvignon for this. And you can't really screw this up, but basically you want a 2-to-1 ratio of pineapple juice to red wine. You let that marinate for at least a half an hour, and if you can go overnight or a day later, it just gets better. And so then what you do when it's time to cook, you get your wok or your big frying pan or whatever, throw a little bit of oil in it, and start stir frying up your favorite vegetables. I like onions and bell peppers and hot peppers. You can throw in anything you want. Throw in some mushrooms. Sometimes I put in mushrooms, you know, whatever. But the other key thing is pineapple, but don't put the pineapple in yet. You know, start the vegetables and then throw the meat in and add some garlic and some pepper. Do not put in any salt. That's coming later. And let that go for a few seconds. Then throw in about a tablespoon of, say, 50 milliliters or whatever of hon mirin. If you don't have hon mirin, aji mirin will do fine. Let that go for a minute. Throw in the pineapple. You know, throw in some garlic. Did I say that already? And, you know, what else? Whatever else you like. And then when everything's just about done, deglaze this with, a quarter cup of 200 milliliters, whatever, of Maridaizu. And yes, it has to be Maridaizu. And then serve all of it with rice. And if you want to get nuts, Make it sticky rice. Get some rice vinegar. Do the whole thing. And it's awesome. So that's what I'm going to eat today, and probably also tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to it because it's my favorite thing in the world to eat. And no, I do not have a name for that recipe. So, yeah, do whatever. I've got the steak in the freezer right now, and so in about half an hour, I'm going to have to go up, slice it up, and throw it in the juice. I'm probably going to eat some cantaloupe. Wait, what? I can hear my cat yanging, and she's not right outside the door. I better go check this out. Okay, everything's fine. Cat's just in crazy mode. Running around. Terrassing around the house. Being crazy kitty. Doing crazy kitty stuff because apparently it is in fact crazy kitty time. Oh boy. Isn't that fun? Also, it seems a little hot in here. No, and you know what that sound means. That sound means it's time for Tobe's Movie Reviews, where you can learn all about movies that have already been released in case you haven't seen them and you're waiting like I do. Okay, what did I watch last night? I watched a spy movie last night. You know how much I like spy movies. And it was called Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit. And I thought, oh boy, another Jack Ryan movie. How many people have played the character Jack Ryan now? You know, I'm not counting, but I bet it's more than two. In this film, Jack Ryan, a Tom Clancy character, was played by none other than Captain Kirk, one Chris Pine. And since it was a movie, there has to be a girl, and the girl was everybody's favorite pirate queen, Keira Knightley. And she looked pretty cute with dark hair, and she was all, oh, I'm the girlfriend of a spy. And Kevin Costner was in it, and he was the spy master. And they had to do something with some Russians, and the Russians were trying to collapse the United States economy. And so Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, had to save the day. And oh, I guess I kind of liked it. It wasn't horrible. It got good. And then it got all action-y. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, you got to have action in these movies these days. What I don't think a lot of people understand is real spy work. It's not very interesting. There's no action. A case in point. Oh, I'm also drinking my iced tea. You know what else I saw was on TV, but I didn't watch it? It was something on CNN about the Ana Montes case. And I followed this when it went down because this was the first evidence that we ever had, the first proof that the spy radio signals that you can hear on shortwave are in fact spy radio system or radio what am I even trying to say? You know what I'm talking about. If you listen to shortwave or know anything about shortwave, you know that there are supposedly these spy number stations, and you can hear, you know, robot voices just reciting random numbers. Well, for years everybody assumed that, oh, this must be spy stuff because, you know, Occam's razor. What else could it be? But there was never any proof. Nobody, you know, nobody was ever captured. Nobody's ever caught and made to tell secrets and blah, blah, blah. And so nobody ever really knew for certain whether or not these were spy broadcasts. Well, the Ana Montes case ended up proving it because it came out in court that, yes, she was receiving her instructions from Cuba, listening to these broadcasts and decoding them. And I don't remember when that was. What was that? 10 or 12 years ago. I was reading about the case in radio magazines that aren't even published anymore. But it was kind of a big deal in the radio community because here it was, finally proof that these numbers broadcasts were in fact espionage related. But I didn't really watch this show about the Montez case because, well, I already know about it. And basically, it was this woman who worked, Anna Montez, who worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency. She was a Cuban spy. And she did lots of horrible stuff. So, you know, if you want to learn more about this, just Google the Anna Montez case or whatever. And or watch CNN. They have a show called Declassified Stories of American Spies or something like that. And that's what this show was. So, yeah. Woo, spy stuff. There was a lot of spy stuff for me yesterday. And if you'd like to hear a recording of a spy numbers broadcast, well, I can't actually help you there. I'd have to sit here for a while, tune my shortwave radio, do all this stuff, and that would be a pain in my own butt. So, if you want to hear spy numbers, go ahead and look for that on the internet as well, and you can hear all kinds of fun stuff. If you want to hear the Cuban broadcast, you want to hear a station that's generally known as M2 or V8, and it's pretty obvious, you'll hear Spanish robot, Atención, 8, 5, 1, 1, 8, 0, 5, 4, you know, you just hear a lot of numbers in Spanish. It's pretty cool. I do listen to a lot of spy numbers broadcasts, but I like to listen to them in a continuous wave, in Morse code. You can catch those a lot too, but if you don't know Morse code, you might not recognize them as being numbers broadcasts immediately. But yes, it's real. It really is spies, and you can just listen to it at home if you want to do spy stuff at home. Good luck decoding it, but, you know, have fun trying. If you actually have a shortwave radio and you're scanning around, you might also run into something else that was very mysterious for some people and apparently still is, but there are some mysterious beacons out there, radio stations that do nothing but broadcast in Morse code a single letter, like W or M. And these are, you know, supposed to be super mysterious and all that and blah, blah, blah. And you can even read about them in William Poundstone's book. But I actually know what these are. Now the cat is outside my door. What do you want, Stinky? Oh, you want to do some kitty stuff? You gotta wait. Gotta do some kitty stuff later. I just happen to know that there are guys, there are radio pirates out there who build these beacons and just set them up just for the sake of doing it. And what purpose do these serve? None. Other than, oh, it's fun to build radio stations. I've always thought so. And what these people do is, a lot of these radio stations, they're just bare bones transmitters, and they're often solar powered, and they will put them in strange places, like out in the middle of the desert or in the mountains, so that, you know, nobody can find them. And sometimes these do actually serve a purpose, you know, for just propagation purposes. You know, suppose you're wondering, gee, I wonder if some band is opened to whatever area. Well, if you know where these beacons are, you can listen in. Oh, I can hear the W beacons, so I know that there's good propagation between here and the desert, so maybe I'll be able to hear stations in that direction. You know, blah, 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 that kind of stupid stuff. There is one beacon. What? You gotta wait. I'm doing my radio. Yeah. Kitty stuff. There is one beacon. I don't know if it's still up or not, but a couple years ago there was one beacon that would tell the temperature of where it was. That was about it. You know, it would just beep and tell you the temperature. And it was somewhere down in the American Southwest. That's where a lot of these beacons tend to pop up, in deserts or in mountains. Well, how do you know that's where they are? Well, if you're good enough, if your Google Foo technique is good and will not be defeated, you can actually find forums and stuff where these guys discuss their beacons and what's going down. And then there's, you know, also radio direction finding. If you know three people in, you know, a spread out geographical area, you can use directional antennas to figure out the general direction from which a signal is coming. And then you can triangulate it and duh. Come on. You're smarter than that. You may be able to find more information online at the Free Radio Cafe or the High Frequency Underground. That's all I'll tell you. That's all I know. I'm not really one of these guys. As much as I would love to build a beacon and do wacky stuff like this, I do not actually have the means to do so. No, it doesn't cost all that much, but, you know, yeah, $100 here, $200 there, I've got better things to spend my money on. So, me, I'm just a listener. I am an SWL. I like to turn on my shortwave radio and listen to all the wacky stuff between the bands. And that's another thing. If you want to hear some of this crazy stuff, you're going to have to get a, what do they call it, a continuous spectrum receiver. You know, some shortwave radios, they only have shortwave bands, the most popular bands. And so you end up with just chunks of the shortwave spectrum to listen to. And it's inside those bands where you get all the commercial broadcasters and all that stuff. But all the interesting stuff is outside those bands, in between those bands. People are hiding and doing clandestine stuff in these areas. So if you want to hear clandestine radio broadcasts, you will need to have a receiver that can tune in between the bands. So you need a continuous tuning receiver, and this doesn't cost too much. You're going to have to spend about $150 or maybe more, but you know, you look for it. And what? I'm still trying to do my radio. I got a few more minutes. Kitties have to wait. I'm getting yanged at, and I can see feet under the studio door. There's little white paws sticking out. Very furry paws, I may add, with furry kitty toes. Man, it's a wonder I get anything done around here at all, considering all the kitty stuff I gotta do. Oh, brother. And you know what that sound means? That sound means I gotta tell my cat to shut up. Oh, everybody likes kitties. I know I do. Oh, but sometimes when you're trying to record stuff and they feel like yang, yang, yanging, sometimes you can't get stuff recorded. But that's okay, because kitties are awesome. Oh, other than doing a bunch of kitty stuff, what am I going to do today? Oh, I have nothing planned. I guess I should work on games. I need to be working on games, and I'm not. I've been so lazy lately. But that's okay. It's been too hot to do anything, and now I'm going to have to stay indoors and all blah, 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 blah. Oh, well. At least maybe I'll think of some stuff to talk about on the radio, so you don't have to listen to me walk around, "Hey, look, there's mushrooms on a log. I see a marmot." But anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, so be sure to tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. I gotta go deal with my cat, who needs my attention, yang, yang, yang. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
White Plains, Cheyenne, Sioux Falls Crossbar Tandem, Deadwood Crossbar 5 Tandem,